Last man, we were swimming in tefillah, in davening, and we probably had 17 shmuzin on davening. The Olam didn't want to let go. They asked me to keep going, so I didn't know what to do. Usually at this time, we're being mekabel the Torah, we're preparing Sfiras HaOmer, we're working on Ben Adam L'Chaveray, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. It's part of my job is in Yoni D'Yoma. However, Rabbi Isai, you will not be disappointed. We are going to tackle the next part of davening that we needed to tackle and deal with Kabbalah Satorah, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, Ben Adam L'Chaveray, whatever you want. We're up to Sim Shalom. So you're going to think it's a stretch. I'm telling you, by the end, you'll wonder why every time you see the word Sim Shalom, you don't think of Har Sinai. By the time we're done. And the truth is that Sim Shalom is a very difficult bracha. Very difficult. First of all, we know the structure of Shmona Esrei, right? The Rambam already says that the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, based on Chazal, you start with Shevach, praising Hashem, you ask Hashem, Bakasha, and you end with Hodah. Right? And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, that Shmona Esrei is modeled after that. The first three brachas are praising Hashem, the middle brachas are asking for things, and the last three brachas are Hodah, are thanking Hashem. I have a basic question over here. The last bracha is a thanking of Hashem? Sim Shalom, Maidim B'Seder. We'll deal with Ritzei. But Sim Shalom is a request. We ask Hashem for peace. We ask Hashem to get along. Why is that the last bracha? Why are we ending with Shalom? And the Gemara in Megillah says we put Shalom over there because Birkas Kohanim is before, and it learns from a drasha that Birkas Kohanim should be next to Shalom. But the Medrash says, and the Rebar Yakar brings this Medrash, Amar Rabbi Levi, Chaviv Hu Shalom. Shalom is so precious. Shekol chaysmeim shel brachas einan ela b'shalom. Everything ends with shalom. Kriyashma chosemes b'poyrei sukha shalom. Right? The last bracha of Birkas Kriyashma ends with peace. We're going to have to figure out what this word peace is. Tfilah chosemes b'shalom. Hamivarech es amo Yisrael b'shalom. Birkas Kohanim. Chosemes, v'yosem l'cha shalom. So shalom is something that we have to end with. So we have to understand what's going on over here. This is not a regular way of ending the davening, and it seems like we have to end in shalom. What is shalom? And why do we need this? So the truth is that shalom is something that Chazal call a kli, a cup. I don't know, a very big cup. You know, imagine, you ever see those huge reservoirs? Much bigger than that. It's a kli that's machzik bracha. If you want bracha in your life, so you need to hold it somewhere. How do you hold bracha? There's only one way to hold it. Says Chazal, the last Mishnah in Shas, also ending with shalom, the last Mishnah. It says, Lo matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kli machzik bracha, at the end of Uksin, li Yisrael. Hashem did not find a kli that was able to hold on to bracha for Yisrael, ela hashalom. Shenemar Hashem oz lamo yitein, Hashem yivarech esam v'shalom. So there's something called shalom, which, you know, peace, man, we don't know what this is. We're going to have to really learn like Lamdanim and stop being balabatim. There's something called shalom, but it's not a bracha in its own right, but it's able to take on all of the brachas. It's something that's able to hold everything. Every bracha that you could possibly want, if you have shalom, you can get it. If you don't have shalom, you can't get it. Shalom is the ability to get everything. I thought of my own remez in shalom, the word kli, Kli Moxic Bracha, the optimal Kli. The word Kli could be broken up. I know everyone likes these things I've seen, so I'm going to do a little now. Kli is Kol Yud, all 10. Right? Hashem gave us 10 Maimaris of Bracious. All of the Bracha in the world comes in 10s. If you want a good Kli The best kli is something that could be a kol yud, that could put in all 10. What's the only thing that can do that? Shalom. Shalom. So we have to understand what this is. What is going on over here? So, we're going to go into the bracha of Sim Shalom. There's something very difficult over here. Okay, Hashem should place Shalom on Klal Yisrael. Chein chesed v'rachmim aleinu v'alcho Yisrael. Barchenu avinu kulonu ke'echad b'or panecha. What's going on over here? Hashem, bless us all together as one in your light. What's this light? What's this all together? Why? Ki b'or panecha nasat elanu, because you put us in the light. It's very difficult to read this, right? We read this every day, right? Hashem, let's read it again. Bless us like one in your light, because you gave us this great light. What is going on over here? Baruch Hashem, we have the Sefer Chasidim, and you better buckle your seatbelts, because this is going to get very deep, and Baruch Hashem, our Shmona Esrei will be deeper. Says the Sefer Chasidim in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, that what is this light that we're talking about in the bracha of Sim Shalom? This Or Panecha, Hashem's light that He shines upon us, Torah. Torah. And says the Sefer Chasidim, that in order to get Torah, there's only one way to get it. By being one nation. Like we find, Vayichan Yisrael neged Ahar, right? Ish echad b'lev echad. There's only one way to get this light. Kol Yisrael ha-revim zeh l'zeh. We combine together. And he says from the pasuk, Vayan kol ha'am, he's medayik. Kol echad. Klal Yisrael, in Shmos Chav Dalet Gimel, in one voice, a new diyuk in the pasuk, kol echad, with one voice, Vayomer kol dvar Hashem nase. When they said, we'll do this, they did it with one voice. I never saw, amazing diyuk. Kol echad, one voice. Ilu haya echad mocha, says the Sefer Chasidim, if one Jew in the crowd, 600,000, right, and millions of women and children, ilu haya echad mocha, lo nitna Torah, if one of them was not down, one of the entire group, we would not have gotten the Torah. And he says, that's why it says, Barchenu avinu kulonu ke'echad bor panecha. Because if you want or panecha, which is the greatest thing that we could ever want, you have to be a group. You have to join forces. So we say to Hashem, Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad, make us like one people, ba'or panecha. Why? Because you gave us this Torah and we want it. Ki ba'or panecha nasatalanu. Because you gave it to us. You gave it to us, very nice. But we would like to receive it. And the only way a Yid can get Torah, is if everybody gets Torah. Why is that? What's going on over here? And the answer is the following, and this is based on Rav Isaac Chaver in his with the Talmud Muvok of Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov, who was the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, one of the Talmidim of Hakim of the Vilna Gaon. So this is Litvish Torah, Rav Isaac. As we know, that's my goal is to show you the Litvish based Medrash also. He says the following: Lo Matzah Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brach LiYisrael Al Shalom. When Hashem gives out brachas, whoosh! You ever see Niagara Falls? You ever been there? Anybody been there? You know those little plastic cups outside by the coffee room, right? You want to get a drink of water? Great idea, right? Go under there. Well, not a good idea, right? Whoosh! A person wants to be makabel brachas from Hashem. Are they crazy? You know how big your kli has to be? We don't have such a kli. There's only one way to handle the bracha of Hashem and get it so good. It's to join with every Yid in Klal Yisrael. When everyone gets together, when there's shalom, we become a gigantic body. Gigantic. So scary. It's called Knesset Yisrael. This thing has so much kedusha and is so big and so strong that it can get every bracha in the world. But if you think you can have bracha without it, you will get knocked over. And then some. It's like running into Niagara Falls. And says the Revised Chavar, the bracha of Hashem's Bli Gvul, v'nimsa she'ein nivroim she'im tachas gvul yecholim lekabel ha'brachas. Simple old people can't get such big things. So what happens? He says, when we join forces, kulanu ke'echad b'or panecha, when we realize that we need each other, right? Any army, lahavdil, right, is only strong not because they have a few sharpshooters, it's because they have an army. They have an air force. They have marines. They have land troops. They have everything in the world. They have satellites. All of that together is incredible. But when it's alone, it's very weak. And the bracha here of Sim Shalom is a person understands that he needs to be part of the klal, that nothing will work out without being part of the tzibur, without being part of klal Yisrael. And this is Merumas in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, why are we Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu? Because we have to get rid of all of the neshamas. Ad shetich l'kol neshamas shebeguf. All the neshamas have to come out before Mashiach. And it says all of them have to leave the body. What's the body? Which body? Whose body? Where? The body of Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, there's a big treasury in Shemayim called Guf. And it's the entire body of Klal Yisrael. And every one of us is a part of that. But we're so small when we're disconnected. Imagine a little fingernail tries to be an egana. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be alone. He's so small. But when he attaches himself to the whole body, he's part of the entire thing. And this is the only way for a person to be machzik any of the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And the Yaris Dvash, Rav Yonas and Ibishitz, says in this bracha, a person has to realize that we need each other. That ultimately the entire Shmona Esrei, the entire thing, you won't be able to get anything unless you're part of the Tzibur. You simply won't be able to handle it. We went into that Shmona Esrei, right? We asked for Das, whoosh. We asked for Ashiveinu, whoosh. Borech Aleinu, whoosh. Hashem's throwing us Niagara Falls. What are we gonna take? You're gonna take a little Dixie cup into the Niagara Falls? There's only one kli that's machzik this bracha. Only one. And that is understanding that I need to be part of this group, that I am part of this group, and then you're attached to the group. And someone who's attached to Klal Yisrael, he has the bracha. The word shalom doesn't mean peace. Peace. It doesn't mean peace. You know what it means? It means harmony. What's the difference between the word harmony and peace? I mean, you might correct me, you'll find in an art school sitter, I'm asking Mechila in advance. However, the word shalom does not mean peace. You know what peace means? Live and let live. Live and let live. I live this way, you live that way. That's not a way of joining forces. The way you have shalom is where a finger says, I need an eyeball. I need two eyes. I need a nose. I need ears. I'm alone. I need you and I appreciate you. You look funny to me. You look like a nose and I look like an eye with a bleh. Not a good shidduch. We are a good shidduch. We are a good shidduch. And that's dafka why we're a good shidduch. We're so different that if I didn't have you, I would be totally lost. I would be totally gone. And this is exactly the way a person should look at the klal. You know, I'm not a math guy. I'm not a math guy. I always have a chakira why I'm not a math guy. If it's because I didn't do my homework, which I didn't do, but I was always trying to do a problem during when the teacher was calling on me, and they're like, oh, like that one problem, and hoping, oh, and he didn't call on me. It was very stressful. If I could go back in time and tell myself, say, just do your homework, you would have been so much more calm. I don't know if it's, I'm not a math guy because I didn't do my homework or because I'm not good at math, I'm not sure. But let's say I wanted a world with no math guys. Those math guys, right? One Bacher told me that his idea of batal in the Beis Medrash, this is the only time this happened to me. I've seen everything. This really takes the cake. He says, when he's bored in the Beis Medrash, he does math in the back. I told him, Kol Tuv, I can't help you. I've never seen this before. I don't understand it. Right? A math guy and a guy who's more creative, they don't get along. Where would the world be if there were no math guys? There'd be no engineering, right? There'd be no big businesses. You have to calculate everything, right? There would be no aerodynamics. There'd be no airplanes. But come on. Everybody needs to be like you. Every person, right? Imagine the world was all lawyers. Everybody be suing each other all day. Like, Shigayim. A person has to realize that they become big from the cloud. They become big from the cloud. And now we can say an awesome chiddush. That it's not, and this you have to listen very, very carefully. There's going to be some very big things happening. It's not just being together. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, of course. When we come into a Shmona Esrei, right? When we come into Shmona Esrei, there are parts of the Shmona Esrei that conflict with each other. For example, Hashiveinu, you daven for tshuva, right? Guess what? You also daven Barech Aleinu. You know what happens? Sometimes people get so successful in the Barech Aleinu, the stock market, that the Hashiveinu goes down a little bit, right? And sometimes a person in Rifayenu is so healthy and a picture of health that he forgets to worry about the Hashiveinu. Right? Is it really a bracha? It doesn't have shalom. Because if one of the brachas alone is disproportionate, right, then it's going to cause chaos in the body. Whenever something's imbalanced, like in Mumin, there's a halakha, tsarua is an oversized aver. If someone has a gigantic nose, right? It looks like a beak, basically. It doesn't go well in the entire body. So when a person finishes Shmona Esrei, and this is why it's the last bracha, he davens that everything should be in the right context, that my life should have shalom. My life having shalom means that everything I ask from you in this entire Shmona Esrei should unite and be part of a big whole. And it shouldn't be that I get that Ferrari and I forget about everything that's going on, but everything should work out in its proper context. And part of that, and most importantly, is realizing that I'm connected with Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Marsha, he says an amazing thing. The word shalom means hatzlacha. The Gemara says in the Marsha's Medayik, Amar Rebbe Yavin, Halevi, Hanifter min ames. If you're nifter min ames, you don't say lech lishalom, you say lech bishalom, go in peace. But somebody who's nifter mechaveru, he says goodbye to a friend, al yomer lo lech bishalom, don't say go in peace, ela lech lishalom, go towards peace. Shere yisro shamer lo lemosha lech lishalom, go towards peace. Allah v'hitzliach was matzliach. Says the Marsha, shalom means hatzlach. Right? Sometimes you get so many brachas and you don't know what to do with any of them. You're so overwhelmed. You just went through a whole Shmona Esrei and then Hashem says, you want all that? Bevakasha. And he throws you the Niagara Falls and you tip over. A person comes in Siv Shalom and he says, Hashem, I want hatzlacha from all this. I want that everything should reach its kiyum, that should go in its proper place. And there's a bomb kash over here, which we mentioned in the beginning. A bomb kash, which is the last three brachas of Shmona Esrei are hodah. Okay? And only one of them is a bracha of thank you. This bothered me for years. And I spoke to an Adam Gunnel today to verify everything I was saying, and he was even Mosef. Bothered me for years. One modim, hodah, three brachas. The answer is not true, even though I've seen this in many svarim. This is not a kasha on a gemara in any place in Shas. You'll excuse me. There is no gemara that says the last three brachas are hodah. It's a bam kasha on the Rambam, who says that the last three brachas are hodah. But the Rambam's makar, I want to go over the Rambam's makar. Listen very carefully. It was worth it to come to Eretz Yisrael for this pshat. The Rambam is basing himself on a Gemara that doesn't say the first three brachas are Shavach, the middle ones are Bakasha, and the last ones are Odah. It says the following thing in the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled. It says that when somebody goes in Tishmona Esrei, the Shalosh Rishonos and the Shalosh Achronos, the Shalosh Rishonos, he's Misader Shevach Lifnei Rabo. He's like an Eved who's organizing praise to Hashem. Emsayis Doma Le'Eved Shemavakish Pras Me Rabo. He's asking for something, a servant who's asking. Achronos Doma Le'Eved Shekibel Pras Me Rabo. The last three brachos are Doma to somebody who receives something from his master. Rabosai, I think this is the key over here. This is the key. Imagine somebody loves you, right? Unfortunately, don't have lo aleinu, no money for a chasana. You got a dira, it's a totally empty dira, and you're supposed to be there with your kala. You go into this empty dira, you're feeling lousy, there's a knock. Who's there? Your chaver. Your yidid nefesh. And he says, I want you to look out on the front lawn. You can't believe your eyes. There's a fridge, an oven, beds, cabinets, toilets, toilet paper holders even. Alts is all there on the front lawn. Wow, this is amazing, right? You say to your friend, first you give him a juicy kiss, you saved my life. But there's one problem, this guy still doesn't have money. He says to him, thank you so much. Is there a way we can get this into the house? He says, absolutely. He gets his mover crew, puts the beds in the bedrooms, the fridge in the kitchen, the toilets into the bathrooms, the washer in the machzan, everything's perfect. We come in front of Hashem, and we dive in a whole Shemona Esrei, and Hashem's throwing everything in front of us, but it's all on the front lawn. It's all on the front lawn. Part of being Mekabel the Pras is thanking Hashem, but asking for him if he has a bag that can carry all this bracha. You have a bag? Thank you so much. You have a bag? Like, I can't deal with this on my own. I'm being makabel something? Then I need a kli that's machzik all of this. Barei Olam, would you be so kind to figure out how this could be integrated into my life? And I know that I need tricks, and I'm willing to unite with Klal Yisrael. I'm willing to do a lot of things. I want this to be integrated into my life. That's how you thank someone. You're makabel pras, and as you're leaving, you ask him to put it all together. And what about ritzeh? What's ritzeh about? Ritzeh is the following. I get shalach manas every year, Baruch Hashem, but you know what I tell people? I say, I love the shalach manas. And Baruch Hashem, getting a nice collection of schnapps. I'm ready, like, feel like one of those very fancy people. I want to get one of those things for wines, you know, that all the fancy people have, the racks for wines. I think I'm ready for one of those. Right? Baruch Hashem, such beautiful things. But you know what I always tell them? It's about the note. It's nice, and of course, everyone who's drunk, you get all. It's very hard to figure out who gets what. Hey, Robinson, here's a bottle of wine. Catch! Right? Right? She says, someone named Mickey Mouse, you know, gave me this wine for you. I'm like, okay, thank you. But Al Kopanim, it's all about the letter. It's all about the letter. You know why? Because it's all about the relationship. And after you're done with asking Hashem, before you say thank you for the bottle of wine, which is modem, you say to Hashem, Ritzei Tfila Seinu. Have a relationship like our davening, like me. Like me. What's the bracha Machsir Shchinasai Litzion? We just davened at Semach in Yerushalayim. We asked for Yerushalayim. What in the world is the bracha for Shechina? You know what the bracha for Shechina is? The bracha for Shechina is Hashem, live with me. Be part of my life. You just gave me so many brachas, and I'm saying goodbye. It's too hard for me to say goodbye. Ve'inenu sirena. Right? V'sechazene inenu. Machsir Shechina so. I look forward. I'm saying thank you for something, but I want you to know I care about the card. I care about the relationship. I want to carry this with me. And a person is finishing the Shemona Esrei by focusing on parting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I don't want to part. HaMachzir Shechinasoi L'tzion. Let this always be. V'asuli Mikdash V'shashchanti B'tzolchon. Among all of us. And I appreciate the gifts. And Hashem, you know what? Protect me. That I shouldn't mess up with these gifts. That I should be able to organize them in my life. That I should have shalom with these gifts. That's how we end Shmoneh Esrei. And I spoke to an Adam Gadol today, and he told me that that's exactly Pshat in the Rambam too. Says the Rambam isn't just talking about thanking. He says he's thanking a melech. A melech that you're trying to be mekasher to. And the way you thank a melech is not just by thanking him. It's first stating it's about the relationship. Second, stating that thank you for everything you gave me. And third, saying, please don't let me mess up because this is how I serve you with these brachas. I need you to organize them for me. That's the way you say thank you to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is an arbit, Rabotai. How do we work on shalom? How do we work on shalom? So the first thing is that a person has to realize, I deal with a lot of shiduchim all the time, for years already. I'm dealing with shiduchim. And people sometimes say, there's a chisaron that I have to get over, Rebbe, right? Okay, chisaron. So what is it? So now, it's true, right? She has a very squeaky voice, let's say. High-pitched, right? Or deep, right? You're even embarrassed to bring her home to your parents, right? Maskim. That's called a mum. It's in Ksubis. Don't say that I'm not a nice guy. In Ksubis, it discusses all types of different mumim, where if you didn't know about them, then it's a mekach talos. There's something called a flaw. But sometimes people say, I'm loud, and she's too quiet. Right? Or, I'm quiet, and she's too loud. Right? So I say to him, or her, depends on which side of him, missing the boat over here. Say, there are times when you're a quiet person, you know? There are times when you're going to need to speak to a principal. And I start acting out how they're, excuse me, Mr. Principal, maybe you're not taking care of my son. You need someone to take care of business, right? Your Rebbetzin comes in there, bong, 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 bong. Look out, world! That's shalom bias. Shalom bias. Shalom bias is an understanding that everybody has a dynamic. Everybody has something to contribute. And we always stay away from people who are different from us. But we don't chop. We need these people. We need the math guys. Right? We need the chillers too. We need the creative people. And it's dafka, those types of people, we think, what do we need them for? We need them because we become small without them. And I'm going to tell you something that's a davar noira ad ma'od. That was makabel from my Rebbe, Agon Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. That's one of the things that I nearly fell off the chair when I heard. The shurish is from him. I'm adding a couple of nekudas. We know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the gadol hador. But you know what? There's a beautiful story about little kid makes great. Because he wasn't always that way. Says the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, when Hillel brought in his Talmidim, he said, Yeshdan Kulam, is everybody here? They said, yes. Amar lo echad mi Talmidim, Rebbe, one second, there is a guy. There is a guy. Right? Everyone thought everyone's there. Kulam bo chutz mi katan shemem. Just little old Yochanan, Yochi. Amar lahem yavoy oisoy katan? She'osid hador lisnoig al yadai. And they brought in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Wow. Wow, right? Little kid, Ki'ilu comes to the mirror with a baseball cap, you can picture the whole Maisa. There's only one major problem with this story. Major problem! It says in Sukkah that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. His biggest Talmid was Yonasan ben Uziah. And his littlest Talmid, his Katan, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What? How? Wait, that was supposed to be when he had a baseball hat. Even in the end, he was called a Katan. What's pshat over here? Listen to this. This could be take a goy and make him want to become a yid. A mamish. Mamish. Watch. You'll be maskin. Said my Rebbe the following zog. He says, no. How do you bring Torah to the next generation? How do you bring it to the next generation? The next generation is very far from the earlier generation. There's something called Yeridas Hadoiris, right? You need somebody who's small. You know why? Because when they're small, the way the Torah goes into them is in a way that smaller people can relate to. By the time it goes into them, and how it goes into them, is the way that the next door can understand things. If you would take Yonasan ben Uziah, and put him in the next door, just like all the birds exploded on top of him, so too would every Talmud, because they wouldn't be able to chap shir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hillel HaZaken, found a mila in his katnus. This katan is going to be a manig because of his katnus. Now imagine you're looking in shir. You go, I have better notes than him. I have better kashas than him. That's true. And you really do. It's not that he outdid you, but he has another mila. And you think it's small, and you know what? It might even be small, and it's enough to make someone a gadol hadar. Mamish azay. And this is a wild thing, but this is not the first time that this happened. You know where else this happened? This happened, and I've never said this barabim. I've never said this barabim. But there's another time when a katan got in trouble. And that's in Breishis, in the story of Yosef. It says in Breishis Lamed Zayin, Vayiru echav ki oisoi ohav avim ekol achav vayisnu oso. They saw that Yosef was loved by Yaakov, v'lo yachlu dabroi l'shalom. They couldn't make peace with him. There's something very deep over here. Very, very deep. And that is the following. Yosef was not as big, you'll excuse me for saying this, as his brothers. You have to be very careful here. So listen very carefully. The other brothers, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Yosef was somebody who was called Katan Shebishvatim. Katan Shebishvatim. Katan, little, little. He's also called Yesod, which is the foundation. Right, imagine a wonderful building with all sorts of exciting places in there, and then there's the foundation. This looks like a rock. Right? Looks like a rock. And Yosef is the midah of Yesod, which is the ability to bring things to the next generation. He's called Aver Katan. He's a Katan. He's a Katan. But Yosef is everything. Yosef's brothers saw him and said, "We're bigger than you! We're bigger than you." And he said, "You need me. You need me. You mean to tell me that we're going to bow down to you? Malchus Beis David comes from Yehuda, B'nai Leah. They knew it already. We're going to bow to you." It's true that the Malchus comes from Yehuda, but you need me to get there. You need me. And in the end, it was proven the only survival of Klal Yisrael came from the fact that the Yidden bowed to Yosef, and he supported them and kept them going. But it wasn't because he was bigger, it's because he played a different role. And the Yesod of Shalom is that there are so many koichas, and we're so foolish to think we're bigger than somebody. Everybody's different, and in those differences, each person could be a gadol hadar. And it gets even wilder, because there's an Igeris of the Ramchal, a letter from the Ramchal. Now the Ramchal, Mesilas Yesharim, already starts this. He quotes a Gemara about Yeravam ben Nevat in Sanhedrin. Kuf Gimel, I believe. He says, Yeravam ben Nevat, Hashem offered him the offer that anybody would want. He says, "Do tshuva, Yeravam. Do tshuva. And you and me and ben Yishai will be metiled together in Gan Eden." The offer of a lifetime for someone who was Chote Umachti is Klal Yisrael. I would have taken it. Then he asked something very strange. He says, "Mi Barosh, who's first? Who's first? Who's the head over here?" And he says, "Ben Yishai." He says, "If that's the case, not interested. Not interested." The Mesilas Yesharim, he says, "You see what kavod can do for a person?" But in the Igeres Ramchal, he writes something astonishing. He says that Yeravam ben Nevat was from the Shevet of Yosef. He was from Bnei Ephraim. And we have a Messiah that there are going to be two Mashiachs. First, there's going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef who sets the foundation, who everybody needs. And then there's going to be a Mashiach ben David, a ben Yishai. And Hashem was saying to Yeravam, "Yeravam, you have a lot of keichas. You could be Mashiach ben Yosef." It's the opposite of the story with the brothers. In the story of the brothers, the Bnei David were jealous of the Bnei Yosef. Now the Bnei Yosef are saying, "Okay, yeah, I'm going to be with Ben Yishai. I just want to know who's more important in all this. Who's the focus? Where are we getting to with all this? He says, Ben Yishai, if that's the case, I don't want it. I don't want it. Imagine the idea of trying to be mafrid yourself because of covet. And Reb Sadik says, Reb Sadik writes in Likutim, in Likutei Amarim, he says, what were the crowns at Matan Torah? When we said Nasav and Nishma, we got crowns. Says Reb Sadik, Haksarim de Matan Torah, Kol Echad Hayalo Keser. Each person had a crown. V'hisnasus miyuchad al chaverav. And it showed how I was a king over you. How I have something that could contribute to your life. Shekol Echad menusa be'emes al zulasai. Each person has a quality above someone else. Mitzad k'dushasoy apratis v'malaso. From his particular mila. She'ein b'shom adam. That no one else has. And this is exactly what the Sefer Chassidim was saying. If one of us is missing, then there's nothing. All the brachas in the world, or panecha, if it's not ke'echad, nothing. Because all of us are entirely indispensable. All of us have a nekuda of being manig the dar, of being shy to this. I once heard somebody say about somebody that, oh, he got a certain position in America. And my friend, who's a tzaddik yisod olam, said the following words. Oh, he's a regular guy like us. Do you know that it's been 20 years and now he's in Mishpacha magazine being quoted all these times? And I always just think he's regular. Because he's one of us. I'm embarrassed. But, right? Nobody's regular. Nobody's regular. All the bracha in the world comes from being makir the godless of everyone that's around you. And the Talmidei Rebbe Akiva in this man, the Gemara says in Yevamah Samach Gimel, they were lo nagu kavod elzeh. You think they were giving each other disses and one-liners and bashing each other? Chas v'shalom. You know what the idea of kavod is? Kavod is where you believe somebody has something over you. No, we're all regular. We're all ge'aynei oylem over here. So I don't have to give you kavod. The halacha is that if you have two people of equal stature, there's no mechayev of kavod. The problem with the Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim was they didn't see the crown of Har Sinai. The crown, the hisnasus of each one over the other one. The mechayev of covenant of why I need you. Why you contribute. Why you're indispensable. And that's ma'akev kabbalah satayra. Mamela, the entire period that we're in right now is an avelus on the inability of us to understand vayichan sham neged ahar ish echad b'lev echad, to understand that all brachas, all things that are machzik brach in our lives, are through reaching an understanding of milas kol echad v'echad. And the Arizal, in the beginning of Shar Kavanas, says, how do you start davening? That's what the Arizal says. He says, hareini mekabel alai mitzvos v'ahavta l'recha kamoch. What does that have to do with davening? You'll excuse me. What does that have to do with davening? It has everything to do with davening. The Shnois Eliyahu, the Goyin, says you must daven in Lashon Rabbim and Shmoneh Esrei because you can never daven as a separate entity. He says if you ever forget about Knesset Yisrael in any part of your davening, says you're not davening. So I always thought it's extreme. And I always thought it's impossible. And then I realized, Rabbeinu Dayal Makula, all the Gaon is doing is he's trying to tell you how to get all the brachas in the world for yourself too. The more you attach yourself to everyone in Klal Yisrael, the bigger you become. The bigger you become. You become part of Knesset Yisrael. And it starts in Yeshiva Rabosai. There have been many pshatim on this difficult line, and I'm not going to get into all of them or any of them because the time is short. But we say, Sim Shalom Tov Avracha Chaim V'Chesed Rachamim Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael. Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael. Can I ask you a bad question? Who's us and Kol Yisrael? Who's the us in this? Us and all of Kol Yisrael. Who's the us? Right? You? So then it should be you, singularly. Who's the us? And there's been a lot written on this. It's a very difficult question. But I would like to suggest the following, and I've seen it in Sfarim too. There are makaris for this. That first a person has to understand he's part of the tzibur around him. There's an aleinu. When you go to a shul, Right? When you're part of yeshiva, there's first an understanding that the way you attach to Klal Yisrael is you attach to people in your own life. And if you can't get along with a roommate, if you can't be a team player over here, then ultimately that's an expression of not attaching to the tzibur at large. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. There's so much godless in everyone. And this is the key. The shalom is the machzik bracha in our lives. And when a person comes to this bracha of Sim Shalom, a person has to realize that all of his strength is as much as he attaches himself to this ummah. And through that, a person is mekabel the or panecha, the gevaldika or of Torah. Ki be'or panecha nasat alana. That's also fine, because you're connected. Anytime you're connected, you get more.